So, now, what's going on here?
This is a silent auction. They lay out all the stuff here, and then you write down your offer, and then the highest bid gets it.
No, I know what a silent auction is. I meant, what's going on with your hair?
Why?
No, it's nice.
Nice to see you, Rachel.
Oh.
Well, I hope you're going to bid on some things, Rachel.
Well, you know what? Actually, I was about to bid on this lovely trip to Paris.
Oh, nice choice.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay, $20.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for April 26th, 2017, and this show is sponsored by Randall Thor. Thank you, Randall Thor, for being a supporter of the show for pretty much forever now. You're the best. You're much better than those new supporters like Bob J. and Robert H. and Runkel and Taylor McSee and Wardvark. Much better than them, but thank you, new supporters from patreon.com/phonelosers and on the website at phonelosers.com/cactus. You guys, I think things might be more or less back to normal around here, and I can start doing shows at a regular rate again. Last week I had a bad case of IRL that kept interfering with everything, but hopefully that's the end of it for now. I only have a couple of announcements before we get started on today's show. Announcement number one is a lot of people have been asking me, you know, like for the PLA logo. Like they'll send me an email and say, hey, can I use the PLA logo on something? And I'm always like, well, yeah, but, you know, give me $30. That's how it works around here. No, I'm just kidding, but somebody was asking me for it, I think, last week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to make a page that has the logos on it, and I can send everyone to the page. So that's what I did. I made a page. It's located at phonelosers.com/logos. If you want a high-quality version of the PLA logo, both color and black and white, it's like 1,000 pixels by 1,000 pixels. And anyone that wants to, you can go to phonelosers.com/logos, download the logos, and make yourself a t-shirt or a cell phone case or, you know, just whatever. Make something cool. And send me a picture of it so I know what you made and so I know which lawyers to send after you for trademark infringement and stuff. But no, really, if you want to make anything like any PLA products for yourself or just personalized stuff for yourself, it's phonelosers.com/logos. Now you can do it. Announcement number two, it's kind of related to me being sick last week, at least that's going to be my excuse. I am really, really behind on the emails right now, like really bad. And there's orders and stuff in there, I think there's someone ordered a book and I haven't sent that out, that was like a month ago. And a few people have ordered stickers, but I've been out of stickers forever, but I have the stickers now, and I'm going to send them out. But I'm kind of waiting until I get all this Patreon stuff ready and, you know, envelopes addressed and everything else. And my plan is to try and start getting that finished up this week, hopefully tonight, maybe, if I have some time. I had a new sticker printed up using Nick Caesar's art, and I was going to throw in some other PLA stickers in there and other random stuff and send you guys out some mail and stuff, like I haven't done in about a year now. So definitely be looking for that soon. I'll announce it on the show when I actually send things out, but I really hope it's going to be within a week. Like, maybe I can have it all finished up by this weekend. Maybe. We'll see. I know I said I was going to have that done like a month ago, but I don't know. Shit keeps coming up. I'm going to do it for real, though, this time. I promise. Hey, was it on this show where I was doing something about Bigfoot and Skunk Ape and... Yeah, I think that was the Adopt-a-Highway Sign show from last week. One of the two from last week. And I can't remember if this happened on my show or if it happened on Laugh Track Matt's show, on the Party Time show. I mean, Laugh Track Matt and Zax's show. Sorry, Zax. I'm not trying to leave you out of things. Anyway, it's been such a crazy week that I've kind of forgotten where that happened, but it looks like in my show notes here, I have a link to Laugh Track Matt's Facebook, and he posted a picture of his mom doing a skunk ape impression on Facebook. It looks like this happened on April 14th, which was on a Friday, so I guess this is kind of in response to my Friday show. But here, I'm going to play this video real quick.
Here's mom's doing her skunk ape impression.
Rip, it's for you!
There. See, that's how a skunk ape goes, Brad.
Yep, yep. That's exactly how a skunk ape sounds. I've heard them before. I've also heard Bigfoot. I know what Bigfoot sounds like, so your mom did a spot-on impression. Good job, Laugh Track Matt's mom. I'll put a link to this in the show notes if you want to watch it. It's pretty amazing. If you can remember whatever I was doing like a week or two ago with Skunk Ape, then maybe that video will be amusing to you. Maybe next time she'll do a chupacabra for us. So I know after that, you guys are probably pretty much just completely entertained at this point. I don't even need to continue the show, since Laugh Track Matt's mom stole the whole show today, doing her skunk ape. But I'm going to play today's live show anyway. Here's today's live show that was on the Mixler machine. I would have started like 3 hours earlier, but I've been fucking with the mixer and just trying to make things work better. And I don't think I succeeded. But whatever, I don't care. So today we're going to be doing some of those Adopt-a-Highway things. I think we're going to be doing Adopt-a-Highway for about the next 7 months or so, because holy shit, this list by Uncle Runkle, it's really big. It's huge. It's like 4 pages of, I don't know, like 3,000 on each page or something. It's a lot. Maybe not 3,000. But these are people who have adopted a highway. It's businesses who have adopted a highway and... There's a list of some sort where people have given me ideas. Midget Mutilator says on the last show, they need to come and spray the grass sticking up through the road. I think that's simple enough that they'll come and do it. I mean, that they'll believe it. They won't come and do it, but.
Thank you for calling Movers. This is Martina speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Martina. This is Steve Dave from the Montgomery Village City Building, and I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Have you stopped doing that like a year ago?
Well, the sign's still up over on Goshen Road.
Oh, yeah, that I have no idea about, because I know we canceled it. Our operations manager talked with somebody and we stopped doing it. I think it was over a year ago. I don't know why the sign is still there. We hadn't really done anything with it in 2 years.
Well, you didn't pay to have the sign taken down. You have to pay to have it taken down. Until then, you're still responsible. And it looks like the weeds are just out of control around the sign. There's like grass coming up through the, you know, kind of through the street and stuff. Like weeds. So do you think you could come over real quick and just kind of bring some spray?
Not me. I definitely cannot come over. I'm the office manager. I don't deal with any of that. So
yeah, well, what's that mean? Are you just afraid of hard work? Are you afraid of hard work? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry?
You're just afraid to do a little bit of hard work because you're a fancy office manager? I mean, it doesn't take...
Oh, wow.
It doesn't take much work. You just... I'm a total what?
I'm even going to continue this conversation. Thank you for insult. And if you can call my boss when he gets off the phone. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, shut up. Just shut up. I don't know what happened to the call. What was that? What the hell was that? That was like a bad connection or something. I think I'm being DDoSed. And I think she was yelling at me really good, and we couldn't understand any of it. That really sucks. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh well. Andrew says someone painted over their sign with lacquer. They have to come over and clean it off. What does that mean? Like, why would they do that? What's that mean? What is lacquer? Isn't that just like a clear coat or something? Why would they do that? So confused. Damn it, I that really sucks. The first one I call, she's all pissed off and everything, and the phones break. Just great. Maybe that's going to happen every time someone yells at me. Here's a realtor, just some guy's name, so we'll probably just reach his house, maybe. Christ is planning a second coming at their highway location. That could be fun.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the city. I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Dale Drive.
Which city?
From Silver Spring.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, it looks like there's a lot of weeds around the sign and just out there on the road. Do you think you could bring some poison over or just come over and pull some weeds? You doing anything today?
Are you serious? No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Who's calling?
This is Steve Dave from the city of Silver Spring.
Uh-huh.
It's just that there's a lot of weeds coming up over there, like all around your sign, kind of over there on the side of the road, and I mean, you're supposed to be taking care of Colesville all the way down to Georgia.
Yeah, but not weed control. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Yeah, no, that's...
You just afraid of hard work or something? Maybe I shouldn't lead with that. I don't know. Here, let's call him right back.
Hello?
Hey, I'm going to take your hang up as a yes. You are lazy and afraid of work, afraid of real work.
I don't appreciate this call. You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing. You hung up. I just.
What's your name? Your name again, please?
My name is Steve Dave, and I'm not harassing you. I'm just calling you about the weeds, and you hung up on me. I thought maybe the phone just disconnected.
Steve, and you're with the city of Silver Spring.
Right, yeah, and you can't just get a adopt a highway sign and not do anything.
Then I think you would understand that the city and the county maintains the weeds on the sides of the road.
Oh, yeah?
I have nothing to do with weed control around a sign.
If you adopted kids, would you be like, oh, well, you know, the public schools, they take care of
you
him.
You have
I
nothing
don't have
better
to
do. I'm pretty sure you don't work for the city of Silver Spring.
Yes, I do. I just don't understand.
Do you really? What do you do for them?
I call up motherfuckers like you and make sure they're doing their job.
You do work for the city. Yeah. Listen, sir, you are harassing me. You call me again. I'm going to report you to the police.
I'm going to call you seven more times in the next hour. You just wait. Just wait. Wow, so Midget Mutilator's idea works pretty well. F in reality says weeds are harassing your highway sign. That's a good one. All right. Yeah, okay. UFO crash. I'll do that. Banana God. I promise. Schmanky wants me to say that the sign needs to be in Braille. It can't be seen by colorblind people. Hello? 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 I heard you pick up. I hear you breathing. Motherfucker. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Like, I think a phone system picked up or something. Oh, Schmanky stole the Braille idea, you guys. So we can't give him credit for that. He just admitted it. He was feeling the heat, the pressure. He decided to just come clean. Man, it's really hard to... This damn spreadsheet. I wish the phone number was over there by the name. God damn it, Uncle Runkle. Next time, put the phone number by the name. What were you thinking? Alright, this looks like a realtor of some sort. Realtors are always funny. They're afraid of hard work. They sell houses all day. They don't do any real work. Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave from the city. I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Yeah.
The one over on Stringtown Road.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like that one hasn't been upgraded for the Americans with Disabilities Act of 2002, with the Braille.
Okay.
So you just need to go over there and...
Why would you put Braille on that sign? So, it's a road sign.
Yeah, but blind people need to be able to read it, too.
Okay, I didn't realize that they were accessible from the height-wise. I thought they'd be too tall, that's all.
Well, if they're out there with the ladder. And also for colorblind people, you know, like just...
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, you know, that other group that I was sharing the sign with, they no longer exist, and they never clean the road.
Yeah.
So I wish that we could change the sign so it was only me. I shouldn't have shared it with them in the first place.
Oh, how long?
Not like a permanent...
How long ago did you kick them off of it?
I didn't shake them off of. I mean, nothing's happened since that sign was put up.
Oh,
but I know that they no longer exist because I live up here in Clarksburg, and
I see
that was formed when they had all the master plan problems up here in Clarksburg. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I don't think it was them.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, because there's still weeds and stuff all around your sign. I don't think you're going over there and pulling up the weeds either.
No, well, right now it's a construction site. Stringtown is closed, so I can't even get in there. The main area that gets dirty was that dip that they're getting rid of.
Yeah, but
so,
you could just bike over there or walk or something.
Excuse me?
You could just bike over there or walk or something. You can still get up there on a bike or just hike over there.
Oh, by the sign? Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The rest of the road is not accessible.
Because the construction people, they're throwing their cups all over the place, and they're messy. You need to go clean up after them.
Well, I'm not going to clean up after the construction. That's their responsibility.
Well, no, that's yours.
Environmental impact statements.
No, you adopted the highway from Frederick Road
to clean up after a construction site is asking a lot. Don't you think they're putting up a road?
Not really, because they eat their lunch over there and they just throw the wrappers on the ground and their bags.
You need to get to work.
But
don't they have a company they work for that's supposed to keep it clean? Doesn't the county have certain regulations about construction
sites? Of course, but
so
they
you're literally saying
they,
I should.
Wow,
go
you don't let me talk at all, do you? Just shut the. Okay. So, yeah, they have those companies, but if you adopt the road, then it's your responsibility. So you need to get over there and clean up today.
Well, I won't be able to make it there today.
Why not? Because you're lazy?
Because I work. I'm at a job right now.
What kind of work do you do? Probably like lazy office work, like desk job of some
sort? Okay. I've had enough of this conversation.
Why? What do you... Damn it. Yeah, sunshine, because he's too busy talking. That's his problem. How's he ever going to get any work done if he just talks all day? He needs to shut the fuck up and get his hands dirty. Should I call him right back and just you know, I feel like I need to have the last word, because he hung up on me. And that was not cool.
Yes?
Bob, I'm going to be charging you a $76 turd winder fee.
You send me official notice. I don't like the way you talk to me, telling me I'm lazy in the office. I don't even know you work for this organization.
Oh, I do
I'll
too.
I'll receive an email or something
oh,
in the mail.
You're going to know. You're going to know when you get a turd winder fee in the mail. Okay, he's gone. I forget who originally told me to do turd winder fees, but that's pretty much the best fee ever. It's better than the stupid bitch fee and just all the other crazy fees. Nothing tops a turdwinder fee. That's what I'm saying. Turdwinder fees are the best. Let's do some UFOs. Maybe some fighter jets. It looks like we're getting fighter jet ideas. I love that he understood the Braille thing. He's like, what? Why would a blind person be there? And he never even asked anymore about that. He like, I don't know. I meant to tell him to go to Lowe's and get some Braille lettering. Put it up there. It's not my fault. I don't have Excel. Who has Excel in 2017? I used to have Excel. The FBI took it from me.
CD Amazon.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is John.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Barely.
Why not?
Who's calling, please?
This is Steve Dave from the city. I'm calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Seven Locks Road.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Right.
Okay, so a car crashed into your sign today. Like, they crashed right into it.
Uh-huh.
And their car is all messed up. One of them's in the hospital. And they're going to want you to pay for the damages to their car and the hospital bills.
Cool.
So
that's not really going to happen.
Well, no, it is, because it's your sign. You're responsible for that part of the road from MacArthur Boulevard.
No, I'm not responsible. That's the county sign.
Yeah, but your name's on it. It has your name.
Yeah, but it belongs to the county. It doesn't belong to me.
Well, it's still your responsibility. That's what happens when you sign up for Adopt a Highway. You got to take care of the road. And someone had a wreck.
Yeah, I take care of the road. I clean up the road for the county, but it's the county's responsibility,
not
mine.
You don't clean it up that well. And this guy wrecked.
Why don't you just contact the county? Contact the transportation department.
No, I'm calling from the county, you idiot. He got into a car wreck.
It's not my responsibility.
How would this not be your responsibility?
Call the county, okay?
Hey, why don't you call the county?
And if they give you a hard time, or if the county wants to call me, that's fine. But it's not my responsibility.
I'm with the county, stupid. Shit. You just... See, like, if that's what everyone should do, really. Why doesn't everyone just use logic and reason and, okay, bye, and just hang up? My show would be so boring if everyone was like him. That was Fosco Grubbs' fault. That was his idea, sort of.
This is Lee. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Lee. This is Steve Dave from the city. I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Uh-huh.
And did you hear about the fighter jet accident today?
No.
No. Yeah, it wasn't like an accident exactly, but he did have to do an emergency landing right on your stretch of road. Looks like between New Hampshire Avenue and Prince George County Line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a fighter jet had to land right there in your road.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, yep.
Do we have to clean it up?
No, no. Oh, good one. But, no, you'll be responsible for refueling. Because it was out of fuel.
Yeah, we can take care of that.
Yep. It's going to cost you, it looks like, $11 million.
Yeah, okay. Just put it on the tab. That'll be all right.
All right, I'll do that.
Whatever they need.
Good one. Yep. All right, then. Yep, we'll be sending you a bill for that.
Okay.
And as long as I have you on the phone, how come you don't clean up out there? How come you don't pull the weeds and pick up the trash?
Yeah.
Lazy?
Actually, we've been picking up a lot of trash.
Yeah, but not enough. Like, you're supposed to clean up all the trash, not just sometimes. Just a little. You can't just go over there and pick up a soda can and say, oh, that's it. Did my job that's for the it. Month.
I was out there 2 weeks ago. No, actually, it was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we finished, and all this paper came blowing down.
Oh, that's what they all say.
Whatever that road is, powder mill. So
you should put up a fence or something so the paper can't come through.
There's an idea. Yep. There's an idea.
Yep. Why don't you just use some creativity and get the job done instead of just trying to pretend it blew in from somewhere else.
Right. The funniest thing about it is the mailman was chasing it down the street.
What?
So.
What?
Yeah, apparently it was his stuff that was blowing.
Oh, yeah, right. He just left his mail laying around and you had to go clean it up?
He did not seem to be too happy.
Yeah, well, we're not too happy with you. You know, get out there and do a little bit of hard work for once in your life. Clean up that road.
Right.
Hurry up.
Yep.
That's the least you can do.
We're on it.
Doesn't seem like it. Looks like shit over there. It's the worst looking adopt a highway road we've ever had. Adopt a road, whatever. I don't know. What do we call it again?
Got me.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyway, we're going to be putting in additional fines on your, in addition to the jet fuel. Going to be putting turd winder fees and not cleaning up well enough fees. That's what you get for being lazy.
Oh, well. That's one thing I've learned about Maryland. If it moves, it's taxed.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you finish being stoned, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that.
All right.
420 blaze it, apparently.
Yep.
All right.
Do we have a schedule for that road?
What?
Do we have a schedule for that road?
What do you mean a schedule?
I mean, are there certain dates or specific times that we're supposed to do that?
Oh,
I know we're doing it monthly.
Pretty much. Oh, monthly. No wonder it looks like shit. No, you should be out there 24/7. Like 8 hours a day.
Just every station week. Somebody there.
Yeah, yeah. Hire someone. You adopted it.
Right.
Take some responsibility.
Yeah. That's a good. I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You like everything right now because you're stoned. That's all.
No, that's not coming for a couple more years.
Okay, whatever that means. I really got to go. You're boring.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Oh, he hung up on me. Jeez. Guy was stressing me out. This has been a very sedate show so far, you guys. I think we need to liven things up. We need some UFO crashes or something, maybe. JT says they need to investigate the UFO crash. JT's hijacking Banana God's idea.
Christina Coach.
Hi. This
hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the city. I'm calling about your Adopt a Road sign.
Sorry, I'm driving, and I'm driving someone else's car. I don't have my hands free. I'll have to call you back in a few minutes.
Okay, fine. But I don't know. Just stop being lazy and clean up your damn road, okay? That's all I needed.
What was that?
I said stop being lazy and clean the damn road up, okay? It's a mess over there.
What are you talking about?
Your adopt a highway sign. Were you born in a barn?
Who the hell is this?
I'm calling from the city, from the adopt a highway department. You adopt. Okay. She just hung up on me while she's laughing. What should I do? I think I'm just going to mark that one down as didn't answer. And we'll get her again sometime. When she's not driving someone else's car without hands-free. Because apparently that's a really difficult task. Maybe if I fold the spreadsheet over like a mad fold-in. That's what I'll do. Hold on a second, you guys. This is a perfect idea. I'm pretty sure I'm a genius. Hold on. And then I'll just unfold it whenever I want to see what road they're adopting. Brilliant. Got everything figured out now. Oh, that's so much easier. Nice. Okay. Okay. A community foundation of some sort is the next person we're calling. The Community Foundation's last three digits of their number are 666. So, obviously, it's something more.
Please note that this office may be deemed a debt collector, and any information obtained from communication with our office may be used for that purpose.
What?
You have reached the Management Group Associates. Our offices are now.
That must be a wrong number.
Hello, it's Bibi.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the Adopt a Highway sign here at the city.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you involved with the sign? Did I reach the right person?
We had the Clarksburg team. Is that the sign you're referring to?
Yeah, that's the one over on Father Hurley Boulevard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear about the incident over there today?
No.
Okay. Apparently a craft crashed right at your sign. It didn't break the sign or anything, but it crashed there over by Wisteria Drive. On Father.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It crashed. Nobody is really sure what it is. It's basically a UFO. But, you know, it just means it's unidentified. We don't know what it is. But we're pretty sure it's not from Earth, whatever it is. And you need to come over, and they're going to be needing you to work on the autopsy with them because there were beans in the craft, and just help them out with cleanup.
What are you talking about?
Something crashed over by your sign. They've closed down the whole road. They'll let you through if you just tell them who you are. Just explain to them that you're a part of the Adopt a Road, you know, program.
Uh-huh.
And bring your checkbook and brooms, I don't know, mops.
Checkbook.
What?
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. You need to come over immediately. It's right by your sign. And we're just going to need you to help with the investigation. And
help with the investigation? Wow.
Because you're part of the Adopt a Road program, you know? This is what you signed up for.
That's pretty intense.
Get it?
Help
get
with
it,
an investigation
get
with
it
UFO.
Signed up for?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, you need to come over immediately. Like, this is really...
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me know.
You're welcome. But you need to come over immediately,
okay?
Just come over to your sign, and we'll take care of everything. We'll show you what you need to get started on.
Thank you. Take care.
Are you coming over right away?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of work right now, so I can't come right immediately.
Oh no, you need to just quit work.
I will take a drive by as soon as I can.
You need to just call in sick. Whatever you do, just tell them you have to go. It's an emergency. There's a fucking UFO out here, ma'am. It's a UFO.
Okay, well that's not. I'm sure the police are handling the situation.
No, the police do not
that's
handle
not
this.
That's something we do at Adopt a Road is not to go.
It
and
is
to, handle
did,
UFOs.
Did you
and
even read? Did you even
but,
read the thing you signed?
Yes, I did.
I don't think you read it very well. I don't think you read the entire thing.
Okay, well, but I don't think people handle investigations of UFOs.
I appreciate
the call. I've got to get back to
work. You need to get over here and clean this shit up.
Okay, send me a quick email with all the information from the adopter.
No, I'm calling you, so I don't have to email. I don't even know your email. Get the fuck over here, lady.
You have the information.
Get the fuck over here now.
Dr. Road.
Just get
over. You have it. You'll have the information. Thank you.
Well, I don't feel like going in the computer. I don't know computers that well. I just got a fucking spreadsheet here from Uncle Runkle. Damn spreadsheet that I folded in. Okay. That was an idea by apparently who knows, you know? Banana God tried to take credit for it. Whoever it was, you know, it didn't work. They don't believe that there was a UFO crashed by their sign for some reason. But that's okay. That was fun. I think PLA needs to adopt a sign. But I don't want to do any hard work. So, not around here. Could one of you guys adopt a sign somewhere for phone losers? And then just don't take care of it. You know, who gives a shit? Just take a picture of it, send it to me, and you're done. That'd be nice. I'd appreciate it.
Fine, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. This is Steve Dave from the city. I'm just calling about your Adopt a Highway sign. Over on Piney Meeting House Road.
Yeah, let me transfer you to...
A voicemail?
No, I was going to see if I could transfer you to an administrator.
Oh, that'd be good. Thank you.
Which city is it?
Gaithersburg.
City of Gaithersburg. Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
We offer
not available to take
Fuck.
Your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I think I broke everything.
Line.
Oh, hello.
Line, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, you transferred me to a voicemail. God damn it.
I did. Well, don't get huffy.
Oh, no, it's just, you know.
Yeah, that's our administrator, Katie.
Yeah, no, that was her voicemail.
Yeah, I guess she's not available.
Oh, just go get her. Put her on your phone.
I can't do that.
Come on. Why?
Can you leave her a message?
Is it just too much work to leave your desk? Is that like too much exercise for you?
No, I'm just
you'll be coming back. You'll come back
is
and be like,
too much work to leave a message.
What?
I said, is it too much work to leave a message?
Look, there was.
I wish I knew more to tell you about the sign. I don't.
Yeah, well, there was a crash at the sign, and someone's got to pay for it. There was a car crash.
Mm. Yeah, that's the person that you need to speak with.
Okay, yeah, let me speak to them, please. Not a voicemail, though.
I can't help you if she doesn't pick up.
Well, just go in her office. Is she there in the same building?
I don't know. Let me try again.
Just walk over. Run over, I mean. I mean, you can walk. I know you're lazy.
And has over 100 years of combined experience in the title industry to work
such
for you and your special needs.
100 years of combined experience.
Competitive prices.
What a crock of shit.
Loan closings, title searches, and more, we've
right,
got
I'm
you
just
covered.
Hanging up.
We can
They're
arrange closings in more than.
Okay, we've got an investment group next.
Collins Investment Group, this is Steven speaking.
Hey, Steven, this is Craig. I'm calling about your Adopt a Highway sign over there on Westlake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me put you on hold for just a second.
Why?
Because you're probably not calling to talk to me. You're probably calling to talk to Kristen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks.
I give you permission. Whatever. Oh, hey, look. It's this one. I think this is Asterix, isn't it? Are these people running Asterix? Maybe I'm wrong about that. That was loud.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. This is Steve Dave. I was calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Westlake Terrace.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Are you familiar with that sign?
Oh, well, I'm not familiar with the sign. I am familiar with the program and that we signed up for it, but I hadn't heard anything about the sign being installed.
Okay. All right, yeah, I was driving by there today, and my car crashed into your sign.
Oh, no.
Yep, it crashed right into it. So I just need
okay.
I need to get your insurance information.
Actually, that wouldn't, it's actually not our sign. It's provided by the state of, Montgomery County, and the state of Maryland. So that's something you would have to talk to them about. Not
oh,
that.
No, no. They told me to call you. They said, you're fully responsible and, you have to pay for all the damages to my car.
It looks like about $7,900 worth of damages.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I could just come by and just pick it up.
I'm sorry, you could do what?
I could just come by over there today and pick up the check for it or whatever. I just got to get my car fixed. You know, I got to have a car. I got to be able to take my kids to school and stuff. Your sign, you know, it crashed my car.
Unfortunately, it's not our sign. So you might want to reach out to them.
You adopted it.
Unfortunately, I don't have any information about
it. Have you ever, like, adopted a kid and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, that's not really my kid? Is that the kind of person you are?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Unfortunately, I don't have any information about it, sir.
Well, I don't need information. I just need a damn check. My car is a mess. Whole front end's just totaled from that sign. Like, I just kind of went off the road and smashed right into it.
I greatly apologize for that. But again, I think you need to reach out to the state of Maryland.
I think an apology confirms that it's your sign and it's your responsibility. So thank you for the apology. I've got it on recording now. And I'm going to come and get my money. I'll be there in 2 minutes. She hung up. That was Fosco Grubb's idea. Didn't work, Fosco Grubb. Genuine Fake wants me to call people Nobby. What a great idea.
It's great evening. I'm calling 14 Shady Grove. This week I'm with you.
Hey there, Nobby. How you getting along?
Hello. How are you, sir?
Great. Hey, I'm calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Pleasant Drive.
Sorry?
Your Adopt-a-Highway sign over there on Pleasant Drive? You know?
Pleasant Drive?
Okay. Oh, going under a freeway overpass. All right. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. Let me cross that one off. Looks like next is a Methodist church.
Good man. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. My name's Greg. I'm calling about your sign over there on Woodfield Road, your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Which one is that referring to?
Well, it's an Adopt-a-Road sign, Adopt-a-Highway. It's over there on Woodfield Road, Route 125.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know that one?
I do know which one you're referring to.
Okay, I placed a geocache on the sign. Do you know what a geocache is?
Oh, that's for that, I think, isn't that game that people play?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
I put a geocache on your sign. I hope that's okay.
I don't know, because I'm not sure there's not any problem with that or anything.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just double check.
Okay, or I could just be transferred to one of those people, you know, that you're going to check with. That might be more amusing. I think she's hung up her puppy on hold. Hello, ma'am? Ma'am? Hello? Whoa, that was weird. Wow, here's one for the Academy of Professional Barbers. That's hilarious. It looks like I didn't get a hold of them. They didn't pick up the other day when I called. Last week when I called. Tim wants me to tell him that I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes.
Okay, they said that's fine.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm putting... It's like a magnetically mounted geocache. I put it on the sign, like on the front, and it covers all of the text of your sign. It's like right
on... Oh, it's that large, huh?
Yeah, it's really big and flat.
How long will it be there?
Forever, until someone takes it away, I guess, but probably forever.
Oh, but it totally covers the whole sign, huh?
Yeah, well, most of it. Like, some of the words are still available. It's you can see, like, a D and an A at the beginning, it looks like.
Yeah.
But not much. Yeah, pretty much your sign is just covered with a geocache now, magnetically mounted.
Okay.
It's to disguise it. So is what I did is I wrote something. I made it the same color as the sign. But then I wrote like a new thing on the front of it instead of your thing. So it says that
Well, you know, that is a county sign. That isn't ours personally.
Yeah, don't tell them, please. But yeah, it like now it says this adopt a highway program adopted by the Ku Klux Klan is what my geocache front says. So it looks like it's the Ku Klux Klan, but when they take it off, they realize it's just you.
Okay, well, I'm not sure if that's adopted by Ku Klux Klan. Oh.
Yep.
Well, I guess if there's anyone has a problem with that, then it may be removed.
No, it's just a geocache. It's fine.
All right.
Incidentally, the Klan, they want to start hosting meetings at the church because of this.
I don't think that would be, you know, that would be something we would want to do.
Oh, would Jesus turn someone away?
Sir, I'm not going to get into a theological debate on that.
Okay.
So.
All right, yeah. Well, just so you know, your adopt-a-highway sign, you might want to tell someone it's covered by a big geocache on the front of the sign, magnetically mounted.
All right. It's magnetic, so all right.
Yeah, but it's a heavy magnet. It's like one of those rare earth magnets, except it's like 3 foot by 4 foot. Like, it's as big as the sign, almost. So you can't get that off there, like, unless you use a machine of some sort.
Well, now this is getting a little more than I was anticipating. I thought it was going to be something much smaller and so forth.
Too late. You said it was okay. You said it wouldn't be a problem.
Well, yeah, when it was thought to be a small type of thing, but now that it's covering the whole sign, I'm not sure that's apropos to be there.
That's kind of your fault for making assumptions.
Sir, I think it'd be best just to remove the whole thing so we don't have a problem.
I have a recording right here of you saying that I can use...
And I'm asking you to now remove the thing.
Well, I'm not going to keep that part of the...
Now that you've explained what it is, that's not going to be acceptable.
Well, why not?
Especially if it's permanent.
Well, no, it's not permanent. It's a magnet. It's just really strong.
I know, but you're saying that it cannot be removed.
Not by humans. Just not by humans, that's all.
No, I think you just best take it down now, and so there is no problems.
Why? Do you have something against the Ku Klux Klan?
Sir, I'm not going to get into that. Just remove it, I will call the county, because I think that would be the way we would have to go.
No, don't. If you drive by there and look at it, you'll see it looks like you can't really even see it that well. It's hidden really well. It's just, instead of it saying your name, it says, sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan. That's all.
Yes. No. That's not acceptable. So I want you to remove that.
Let's see. No, I won't. I refuse.
All right. Then we will have to reach the county about that. Then.
Well, just drive by and look at it at least. Jeez. You should try playing geocaching, and you'll understand.
Well, find somewhere else to put that, and see if someone else would like on their property.
I spent all this time putting that geocache up and making it perfect, and you're just trying to ruin my game.
No, I'm not. I don't like what it's representing.
Why not? Like, why don't you just don't like other groups that aren't Methodists?
I am here as an office administrator, and I am telling you to remove it.
Well, I don't think you...
Remove it, or we will have to call the county and have it removed.
Well, as an office administrator, do you really have that kind of authority
to tell me? That's all I say.
Yeah, but do you have the authority? White power! Okay. I don't know whose idea that was. It just kind of flew by in the chat room and I stole it. Thanks, whoever that was. That was amusing. I forgot to call her Nobby. I'm sorry. She was amusing. I think her call means that I can just kind of quit the show now. So we're gonna call like six more, maybe seven more, and I'm leaving, because fuck this shit. I've been doing this an hour. I'm ready to go.
Good afternoon, carpet cleaner. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the city of Sandy Spring. I was just calling about your adopt-a-highway sign over there on Brook Road.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know of a policy change regarding the sign.
Okay.
It looks like the signs are no longer going to be mounted on a pole. Like, you're not allowed to have them mounted on a pole anymore. You need to hire someone to do the sign spinning instead.
I'm not sure what that is. You're talking... Where are these signs at?
Well, yours is over on Brook Road. It's like Chandley Mill Road, right around that intersection.
Okay, and that's supposed to be taken down by the landlord.
Oh, no.
We're not even there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you still own the sign, so they're just...
Is the sign up on the building, or is it...
Yeah, it's up there somewhere. They're going to take it down, though. It's not allowed to be up there anymore. Instead, you have to get one of your employees or whatever to just stand out there and spin it around for cars. Just spin it in their hands, you know?
The big sign that's up on top of the building?
Yeah, yeah.
Have to stand there and spin it?
Yep, just spin it around. Spin it in circles. Do whatever you want. Do, like, you know, just have fun with it. It just has to be spun all day.
Yeah, it should be going to the dump, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, this is an Adopt-a-Highway sign. We don't just throw those away.
Yeah, I'm not sure what sign you're talking about, to be honest.
It's the one on Brook Road. It says A Carpet Cleaner or something on it. Whatever dumb business name that is. Why'd you write A before your business name?
Yeah.
It's just like a random A.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Well, it just seems stupid.
Yep, certainly is. Thanks. Have a great day.
Did you write that on the sign, too? Okay, there's two more that didn't answer the other day. One is lawn care. He's probably busy mowing a lawn, couldn't pick up the phone. Oh, that was Dr. Punchy's idea, the sign spinning thing. I kind of want to do that one again sometime. Maybe not today, but I'm definitely going to leave that on the list.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the city. I'm calling about your sign, your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Okay.
You know that one over on Radnor Road?
Okay, you would actually have to speak with Jack or John, or Zach or John. I don't know anything about it. I can have them call you.
Oh, you can't just, like, hand them the phone or something?
I know, they're in a meeting.
Oh, yeah, okay. A meeting about lawn care. It looks like someone brought that sign in to the scrapyard and tried to get money out of it. Can you tell them they can't do that? They can't just take the sign down and go. It belongs to the county, you know?
Okay, did they leave their name?
No, but they said their name was Jack or something, I think. Whatever those names were you said a second ago when you're pretending they're in a meeting. It looks like they came into the...
Okay, they're in a meeting.
Yeah. Good one.
Okay, I'll let them know you called. Have a great day.
But just tell them that they can't just trade it in for scrap metal, you dummy. Call them dummies, okay? When you tell them that, when you give them the message. All right, I'll just... Whatever. Lloyd Mountjoe wants me to tell them that their sign has an outstanding warrant. That's a good one. Yeah, really, this is a lawn care business. I kind of want to sit in on one of their meetings. Like, Jake, we noticed you've been setting the lawnmower wheels on number 4 instead of number 5. Did you get the memo about that, Jake? Because you know we switched over to 5, you know, 6 months ago. Back in Q4 of 2016. Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this the barber place?
Yep.
Hey there, it's Greg from the city of Kemp Mill. I'm just calling about your Adopt-a-Highway sign.
Uh-huh.
Over on Monte...
You need to talk to Mr. Klein about that.
Okay, I'll hold. Put him on.
Well, he's not here. You have to call tomorrow.
What's he doing?
What's he doing?
Yep.
I don't know. He's not here.
Can't you just three-way him on? Can you just give me his number? I'll just call him.
I don't have his number, and I don't give out numbers to people.
Oh, who do you give them out to if you don't give them out to people? Like aliens or something?
Yes, maybe something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Can I take a message and maybe he can call you?
Okay, what's his name again?
What's your name?
It's Steve Dave from the city of...
Dave?
Yep, Steve Dave. Hey, is that him in the background? Who's that?
Not yet. That's a student.
Oh, all right. Tell him to be quiet.
Okay, now what do you... Who do you work for?
The city of Kemp Mill.
City of Kemp Mill.
Yep. Is that how it's pronounced? Mill? Like M-I? I said meal before, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think I always get that messed up. What's his name?
I can't hear you.
What's his name? Who am I leaving a message for?
Wayne Klein.
Okay, Wayne. Okay, dear Wayne.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Well, who? What?
Just write it down. Dear Wayne. Fuck. Fuck you. Love, Steve Dave. I mean,
love who?
Steve Dave. It's
EJ?
Steve Dave. It's the name Steve and then Dave. It's like all one word.
Well, that's not a very nice message.
I know, but he'll get it. He'll understand.
Really?
It's fine. Yeah, yeah. Dear okay. Wayne, fuck you. Oh, damn, that's cold. And then from Steve Dave. Or love Steve Dave. That's fine. Love Steve Dave's fine. That way he'll know it's a joke. Oh, she hung up. Hang up. Effin' Reality says, he calls me worse. Tim wants me to say we're replacing your sign with 101-inch signs. That's a great idea. I'm going to write that down. So that was the last number. It's disconnected. It's not my fault. It's their fault for, I don't know, going out of business or whatever they did. So that's the end of the show, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm going to try and do something again tomorrow because I really want to get this list out of the way. Like, I'm tired of looking at it. Uncle Runkle had to send me like 3,000 numbers here. But he did such hard work putting them together that I really should just do this stuff, you know? I guess. I don't want to, but it's Uncle Runkle. He's sensitive. Get his feelings hurt.
Brad, what's going on? It's Treasure Seeker. Hey, I just listened to the show about the highway, not the highway signs.
Uh-oh.
No, that company is like absolutely huge. And the chances of you getting a hold of anybody that can actually make
whatever company he said, it cut out. I swear, I didn't bleep it out or anything. Just kind of cut out.
Fine, I was fine.
It's your
absolutely
fault.
Absolutely amazing. Because they actually had Mike Tyson on one of their local Super Bowl commercials. You know how, like, local channels get to have a lot of commercials.
Holy shit.
Pay the extra money. Well, they actually had a Mike Tyson spot, and you can Google it, Michael and Son, Mike Tyson commercial, if you don't believe me.
But Michael and Sons. Oh, and then he cut out.
All right. Got it.
Okay, apparently somebody I pranked at some point, they had Mike Tyson on their commercials. So basically, in that show, I met a celebrity. More or less.
Hey, Brad, user fan with a PH here. I'm listening to a 2013 show with you and Stacy, and I've got my own opinion on that, but I'll keep that to myself for now.
Whatever.
As a Minnesotan and as a great grandson of Finnish immigrants on all the sides, I have to correct you on some word that you're saying wrong.
Oh, yep,
there's a word you're saying wrong. I know it's shocking.
Imagine that.
You say sauna. I know that lots of the country says sauna, but it is sauna. You know,
what?
Like, ow, that's hot. So, remember, sauna, not sauna. Ow, that's hot. All right, yep. You know, as a Minnesotan, I have to do my duty. All right, yep. Cactus Minneapolis, bye.
All right, thank you, user fan with a PH. I'll try to remember to pronounce sauna wrong the next time.
Yo, what up? My name's Kelland. I listen to your show. I'm out of Maryland. And I gotta say, dude, that last fucking show, holy shit. I found your show to help me, like, with drives, and I drive on 70 every single day, so when I saw you talking about the mile markers and sponsored highway, I was wigging out, bro! I don't know. Dope as fuck, dude. Keep it up. Peace!
I hope you drove past one of the signs as I was talking about it, because that would be amazing. He does have an area code in that area that I've been calling lately for the Adopt-a-Highway signs. By the way, I'm playing new voicemails today. I don't feel like scrolling all the way to the end, so I'm just going to play some new voicemails today, see what you guys have been up to lately, and I'll get to the older ones later, tomorrow.
Hey, Arbach.
Friday.
Tim Riggy here. I was calling because I had a question. I've heard people say the term crank call.
Are you a Minnesotan?
Or basically the North Star of prank calling. I thought maybe you could tell me the difference between a prank call and a crank call.
Hell if
maybe
I know.
There's no difference. If there's not, make something up. This is your chance.
Okay.
All right. Cactus.
So you see
you later.
When a man and a woman make a prank call, No, just kidding. It's actually a crank call is a Canadian thing. Like here in America, we make prank calls. But up in Canada, you know, like back in the 1950s, I think it was, like they were calling it prank call back then. But then all of a sudden, they're just like, eh, we need like something to tell us apart from the smelly Americans down there. We need our own word for prank calls. So they came up with crank call. You know, it sounds basically the same. No one's really going to notice. So that's how the word crank call came about. I think that happened over in the British Columbia province. And then Mexico saw that and they're like, wait a minute, wait, you guys have your own word and the United States has their own word. And then that's how the term phony phone call came about from the Mexicans.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Just wanted to let you know that if that guy's time was worth $3,000 an hour, like he was saying, you were costing him $50 a minute. And you wasted $800 of his time.
Nice.
Way to go, buddy.
I feel like I should get some of that money somehow. And I don't know what you're referring to. I'm just assuming it was one of the Adopt the Highway calls. And they bragged about how much they made. Oh, yeah. It was probably that one guy that was making fun of everyone for making minimum wage. Not being like a high-paid professional like he is. I remember that guy. Assuming that's who you're talking about.
Hello, Brad. And welcome to the second episode of the Snowplow Trivia Show. I'm your host, Lux.
Hey, Lux.
Today's trivia question challenge level is 2, and therefore worth 3 points.
Oh, shit.
3 points. Okay, Brad. Here's the question.
Okay.
Where was the first recorded snowplow used? A. Milwaukee. B. Milkwalking. C. Milkshake. D. Milwinkie.
Oh, I'm supposed to answer?
You said
shit.
The first snowplow was deployed in Milwaukee, you'd be correct. The plow was attached to a cart pulled by a team of horses through the snow-clogged streets back in the late 1800s. Don't worry, Brad, there are plenty of chances to win the game.
Yeah.
This has been another exciting installment of the Snowplow Trivia Show.
Thanks, Lux. Wow, that sure was some hanging up there. Yeah, I forgot that I was supposed to answer it. I thought it'd be for the listeners to answer. But yeah, I was totally going to pick the option that you said was correct. So 3 points for me. Yay!
Hey, I forgot to say that Sunshine's voice is fantastic. Her attitude.
Yeah.
Her,
it's okay.
Nuances and all that good stuff.
Aww.
I love her.
Hey.
Great
hey
voice.
Now.
Stop love that. Her. She's got a great
Hey, you fuck
voice.
Off, whoever you are.
Who is she?
You stay
know.
The fuck away.
I guess I'll never know. We'll never know. But
kick your ass, motherfucker.
Bye.
All right, thanks, bye. I don't know why he's talking about Sunshine, because that was a long time ago. That was weeks ago. And this is a voicemail from Tuesday.
Hey, Roy. This is Miguel in Missouri.
How you
doing, dude?
Hey, Miguel.
Listen, man.
So I didn't know that was Miguel before, because Miguel is some sort of a hacker, and he makes his number not show up. It's all his fault.
Religious shows with Sunshine were obviously interesting, but man, it just threw me for a wanger, and I didn't know what to do with that week or so. Kind of, you know, a little bit freaked me out, but anyway.
What freaked you out?
Your stuff is awesome.
What are you talking about?
I would recommend, if I may, please,
okay.
Stay away from religion. Stay away from religion.
Ooh,
and stay away from
I see what you're saying. You're mad at me. I get it.
Discrimination.
Whatever.
But you know what you can have a fucking load of fun with? It's goddamn politics, and you know it.
Oh,
all right.
So it's okay
moving
to,
on to the next topic here.
Make fun of politics. it's not
it
religion.
It's springtime in the United States. A lot of people are thinking about their decks. Yeah, they're thinking about their decks.
Oh, decks.
You know, on their houses, the decks on their houses.
I thought you said deaths.
And they're wanting to clean them and to, and you know, to stain them and waterproof them and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it's pretty funny. If you call, like, these stores, you know, like the Lowe's and the Home Depot's, and you lay out your numbers in a certain way, and if you get a female, the female is going to say, hey, how big is your deck? And, I mean, how big is your deck? And it's just pretty
that's inappropriate.
Funny how they ask that question. And I just thought that would be a good trigger point for a good prank call. All right, man. Keep up the great work.
I
love you.
Kind of like
talk
that idea.
Bye.
And then he called back and talked about how awesome Sunshine was, even though he hated my religious show. What a jerk. But yeah, Miguel B., I like the idea of the deck thing, and I'll try to get to that.
Hey, phone losers. This is Psychotic.
Hey.
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 I found your phone
oh,
again.
Shit.
You guys keep losing it. You've been doing this ever since the mid-90s, apparently. So I'm going to keep it this time.
All right, keep
it. Especially since it's made of peyote, and I'm about to eat it.
Okay, have fun.
Bye.
Hi, Brad. It's Lucas here.
Hey there.
I'm calling you from a payphone in New Zealand.
Oh, shit.
Just like you asked.
Yay.
This is
Enjoy your
very
AIDS.
Disgusting. My ear is going to get some sort of disease.
Yep.
And I don't know what Probably I'm going to do about that.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Just got Rickrolled. I better turn that off. I don't need any trouble from YouTube.
Hey, Brad. It's been a while.
Hey.
I was just curious. You know, I noticed from your last show, you got somebody on the phone on April 21st, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
In that show, Uncle Ruckus adopts the highway show.
Yep.
You know, the one guy you call... the Indian guy who you're trying to get to clean up all the whales from.
Oh, yeah. That
you
guy.
Know, like, why don't you, you know, like, call him, like, a modern chode or, you know, do something like Carlito would do.
Didn't I?
I think it would be really funny and kind of entertaining.
That's what I
always
did.
Love it when, you know, Carlito's all calls him
What are you talking about? I totally called him a matter chode and a band chode and all those crazy Indian curse words. I'm sure I did that. I know I did. Why are you saying I didn't do that?
Modern chode and band chode and Ulu... You know, Ulu Kapata.
Maybe I just imagined doing that.
You know, words you could have used, but
yeah.
Curious, you know, if you'd be willing to do that, maybe for like a future call or something.
I'll do my best.
Call like a tech support center and like get everyone like riled up that way.
Yeah.
It's always funny.
I'll do that.
Or call like Indian food places, you know?
Okay.
All right, Brad. Well, I'll probably
right on top of that
room now, so.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Have you guys ever noticed in the past when I do the voicemails, like when they first start talking, there's just all this annoying static sound? You guys have to have noticed that before, right? Because no one's ever complained about that. But it drove me nuts because it happened all the time. And the reason that happened is because I would be turning the volume knob like either up or down to match the voice of the person on the voicemail line. And I got a new mixer. I set it up a few days ago and today's the first show I'm really using it on. And it's a mixer with slider knob thingies on it, you know, instead of the volume knobs. And I guess that doesn't matter one bit, but the knobs on my old mixer, they kept making the static noises whenever you turned them back and forth. And I am just all of a sudden really liking this new mixer because it's not doing that, and the voicemails don't sound completely like crap now. Not the beginnings, anyway. So I hope you guys are all excited about that, too. I'm pretty excited about the static-free voicemails.
Hey, Brad. Mob 7.
Hey, Mob
7. So congratulations on actually calling somebody a Ben-choke, matter-choke
See?
In a long time.
See? Look.
I lulled in real life. All right, well, I'll be a feel better, honey baby.
All right.
And so long, fuck boy.
Yeah.
So long, fuck boy.
Damn it. Okay, so I can't do the echo thing right now. I haven't figured out the echo on this new mixer. So everyone just imagine that there was an echo when he said that. The main reason I got this mixer is so that I can fade out people's audio whenever they say something that I don't want the listeners to hear. Because I haven't been able to do that for years, and it sucks. And some of the other shows can do it, but I can't do it. So I got a whole new mixer just so I can do that. But I haven't got it hooked up yet, so that's why I can't do it yet. Damn it.
Hey, RB.
Hey.
It's Baloney Maloney.
Hey, Baloney Maloney.
Hi.
Hi, okay, come on.
I was listening to some
Eight
old
Eight minutes
shows,
in now. I
and,
mean, seconds.
One type of
whatever.
Prank phone call you don't do anymore, which I really miss, is the horrible customer service calls. Maybe it wasn't the calls themselves that were so entertaining, but you would read a lot of the customer's complaints from Twitter, and you would play this really sad music. In fact, if you could, if you still have that loop, I don't know if the FBI took it or something, but could you play it right now during this call?
Oh,
I'll just give you a second.
Oh, I don't need a second. It's
so,
right there.
Now that the tone is really sad, you used to read these calls that were just like, dear, I don't know, Pizza Hut, I only got pepperoni on half of my pizza when I wanted it on all of my pizza. I will never use your customer. Or I will never use your company again.
Yeah, we get it.
Hashtag horrible customer service. Okay, you can stop the music now. You should go back to doing that. Those were really fun calls.
Okay.
And the music and just you reading those, they were the best. So bring that back, won't you?
Sure.
All right.
So long, fuck boy.
So long. Here, let's see if I can figure out the echo for him. I don't want to do it for that other guy, but I guess I'll do it for Baloney Maloney.
All right. So long, fuck boy.
Whoa. That was weird. So long, fuck boy. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out where the God voice is on this mixer. I don't think I like that one. Yeah, I really need to do some more of those Twitter complainer calls, because those were a lot of fun. I haven't done those in a really long time, probably a year at least. And I'm into recently, like, when the leggings thing happened, I think on United Airlines, there were tons of complainers on the Facebook page and on the Twitter, everyone just yelling at them for that. And then the same thing when they took Ivanka Trump's clothing line out of some store. I forget what store that was. Was it Kohl's or something? But you go to the Kohl's page or whatever store it was, and just shitloads of people yelling about Ivanka Trump or whoever the clothing person is. I want to do some Twitter complainer calls when there's a big media thing happening. So I will definitely do that soon. And I didn't even remember that I used to play sad music when I played their complaints, but it sounds like something I would do. I remember I used to play the sad music whenever I read Michelle's tweets, but I guess I did that on complainer tweets,
too. Hi, Brad, it's Stephen Ferroni, okay? I was phoning up to answer a question that somebody posted in the voicemails a long time ago. They were going through all the clips that were used in your intro, and they couldn't find one specific one. And I've been listening to all the old phone shows, and I found it. In the phone show after show for April 26th, 2011, at just after 2 hours and 2 minutes, you will hear this.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Oh, shit.
Which I hope you managed to hear, okay? And the very next show, which is the phone show for May.
So just so y'all know, that was Legend. And I think I knew that that clip came from the phone show, but I had no idea which one. So apparently it was whatever he just said, something the 26th, 2011. Wait, no, May 3rd. Anyway, here, rest of it.
And the very next show, which is the phone show for May 3rd, 2011, it's in the intro. You put it in by then, and Laugh Track Man finds it absolutely hilarious.
That was quick.
So I just thought I'd answer that question. And I also want to quickly pose one of my own. I know I'm being a tension seeker here, posing one of my own questions, but...
Alright.
I remember
whatever.
A call in the 90s where somebody phoned up some sort of supermarket or grocery store and said that the security guard there had been really nasty to his son. And I remember the quote from it was, he said to the manager, "Was your son molested?" "No, mine was." But I cannot remember who did the call or where it is. So if any of you listeners can answer that for me, that'd be really good. Thanks. Cactus.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard of that call. But maybe one of you guys have. And whoa. Hey, look, he forgot to hang up his phone. What a dummy. Let's hear what he's saying. Damn it. I can't understand him. He's English. I think he's reenacting the prank that he was just talking about. But yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me at all. I don't know what that's from. I don't think it was mine. But if any of you know anything about that, leave it in the show notes or the YouTube comments or something like that. And if you're one of the editors on the Wikipedia page at phonelosers.com/wiki, then I guess it's April 26th, 2011. Holy shit, that's 6 years ago today that Legend said that's going to be a fuck job to edit. And I'm kind of wondering what he was referring to now. I think I need to go back and listen to that episode. Looks like that's the last voicemail from Monday this week. That seems like a good place to stop, so I will play the rest of the voicemails on a future show. Looks like I have something like 50 of them left. Gotten so behind on everything lately. Thanks for listening to today's show, everyone, and thank you, Rand All Thor, for sponsoring today's show. If you're interested in supporting the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. I'm going to do my best to try and finish up the envelopes for the Patreon mailings tonight, because I really need to get that stuff done so I can start sending out everyone's stickers and other orders. Like, my email's just a mess, you guys. I don't know what to do about it. Anytime I take a few days off, it just gets crazy, and I don't know what to do about it. But I'm going to work on that tonight. I'm going to work on the mailings tonight. I'm going to work on this damn mixer tonight, and hopefully, tomorrow, if all goes well, I'm going to try and do a show tomorrow morning. Just a short show again, like today's was, maybe an hour. And we can do some more of these Adopt-a-Highway calls, or maybe, instead, we can just do some more of those Christian bookstore calls. Because I hear everyone like those, and nobody had a problem with those at all. And as long as I'm mentioning that, I am planning to do one more Christian bookstore call. What is that even called? Oh yeah, Family Christian Stores. Because I think a lot of them have closed at this point, but there's still some left. But I don't want to do the calls I was doing before. I just want to call people, get customers on the phone, and have them do confessions for me. You know, what's your favorite sin? I want to ask everyone. what their favorite sin is. And I think that can be fun without offending too many religious people. Maybe. We'll see. I want to do one more of those, though. And really, I should be doing a Radio Shack thing at some point this month, because they're all about to close for real this time. Last time, when they went bankrupt, that was fake, because Sprint swooped in and saved them, and they all just kept existing, I guess. But they're closing again. They're going bankrupt once again. Imagine that, turning all the Radio Shacks into cell phone stores didn't seem to work. And I went to a local Radio Shack. Like, they closed down the one in my town, but the one in the next town over, it was still there. So I would go there every once in a while and pick up things that I need. But I went in there yesterday, and, like, everything was 70% off. Of course, they marked a lot of the stuff up. You know, I know Radio Shack prices. They were marking stuff up really high, and then it was going back down because it was 70% off. But one thing they did not mark up was audio cables. And holy shit, you guys, I spent, like, $60 on audio cables, and I think I got something like $300 worth of audio cables. Is 60 like one-third of 300? I think that's how it works, right? Okay, fine. I guess I didn't get 300, but, you know, I got a lot of audio cables. I don't think I'm ever going to run out of audio cables again. I have a giant box full of them now, which was perfect since I had the new mixer. They came in really handy. So my last Radio Shack run, it was a good one. Hey, don't forget to watch the new Calls of Mass Confusion. I know I mentioned that in a show that I put together on Monday, but in case you didn't do that, that's what you need to do right now. Go to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. A dump truck, not a dumb truck. I'm always making that mistake. But go there, watch the latest video. I still haven't watched Friday's episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. It might be the hugest piece of garbage ever, and I don't know, because I haven't seen it yet. If you go and watch it and it sucks, I'm really sorry. But I think it's worth the risk. You know, I'm in there doing prank calls live on video, and Jihad's running around the store with his hidden cameras. It's kind of a fun show to watch. So I assume last week's show is not a complete piece of garbage. Please go and watch it. youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. Hey, you know on the last show where I ended the show with that amazing song by Greg? It was a song about Fight Club, and it was to the tune of that one song by those one guys, you remember them from the 90s? They did the song about the squirrels or whatever. Well, guess what, everyone? There's a brand new song by Greg, and this one is to the tune of everyone's favorite 90s group, Wumba Chumba. Is that how you pronounce it? I forget. Why does he keep doing songs that I can't pronounce the names of? You know, though, it's that one song. You drink the whiskey drink, and you drink the cider drink, and you drink the other drink. I don't know. But I have not heard this one once again, so hopefully he's not saying horrible things about me in this song. Because I'm just going to drop it in, and whatever's in there is in there. We're going to listen to it together once again. So here's the latest from Greg. This is called You Get Put Down.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ann?
No, Jerry.
Oh, you sound like Ann. Well, hey, this is Roy from down the street. You know Roy, your neighbor?
Roy and a neighbor down the street? No, I don't really know Roy.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to have a yard sale in your front yard tomorrow and Sunday.
Why would you do that?
We'll be grinning.
And you're a good boy.
When he's ringing.
You're a good boy.
We'll be grinning.
Yes, you are.
You get put down and love again. Person. He calls the same person. He calls the
Hello, Brian.
Yes.
And there's just a little bit of a problem.
What?
That mailbox that you've got out in your yard, it looks like the kind of mailbox a hobo would own. Like,
it's been out there for 20 years.
Yeah, and it looks like it. Yeah, but yours is all dirty and gross looking, and it looks like something a hobo would have in front of his house. You get put down and left in. Hello, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm the assistant manager here at the Market Basket.
Yeah.
And you were in here not too long ago, and our security guy, he let me see the tape, and we see that you were urinating on some of the products in here, and, you know, I don't want to make
it... No, I wasn't urinating.
Oh, no, we have it on video, and I just, you know, it's not a big deal. You don't have to deny it, but could you just not do that anymore?
I don't urinate on bread.
It sure looks like you in the security tape.
I didn't pee on no fucking bread.
Okay, look, you don't have to deny it, and you don't have to yell at me. I
didn't pee on no fucking bread.
I'm just saying... You get put down and left in. We're never gonna let it down. You get put down and we're left in. We're never gonna let it down. You get put down. You're a good boy. Yes, you are.